Listening comprehension. You'll hear a young man called Simon talking about the gap year he took after finishing secondary school. For questions 1 to 10, choose the best answer. You will hear the text twice. You have 20 seconds to look through the questions. Now we begin.
I decided I would take a gap year when I was in my last year of secondary school. My parents wanted me to go straight to university. They were keen for me to get qualified and start on a career. But I didn't want that. I was only 18, and I knew that once I started my profession, I'd be stuck there until I retired, when I'm 65 or even 70. Who knows what the law will be by then? I also felt I should get some experience of life, away from everything I'd ever known, you know, school and family. I thought that if I learnt to stand on my own two feet, I'd be able to cope with university better and get more out of my time there. I've heard that some students are so shocked by the changes in their lifestyle when they leave home that they give up university after only a month or two. I didn't want to risk that happening to me. So I borrowed lots of travel books from the library and started to plan my special year. Whenever I got stressed with my schoolwork, I would look at the program I'd made and dream of all the countries I was going to see. It kept me going and really encouraged me to work hard. It's good to have goals and aims in life. I think it gives you a purpose. Of course, all this would cost me money, even if I stayed in the most basic of hotels and traveled by bus or train, not by plane. So I started to look for jobs I could do on my way around the world, and that's how I finalized my tour, by going to the countries where I could get employment. I started off in September, after I'd got my exam results, and I went to pick fruit in France. Not very far and not very unusual, you may think, but I had a fabulous time. I met loads of other gap year students, and in just a month I brushed up my French, which proved to be useful when I got to Vietnam later in the year. Then I moved on to Greece, where I worked in a bar on an island, and then on to South Africa, where I got a job on a farm. That was amazing. I learned so much about working the land, and the animals I saw, ones I'd only ever seen in a zoo before. After that, I traveled in the Far East as a tourist, so by the time I reached Australia, I was broke. As the language was no problem, I easily found two jobs, working as a waiter at night and dog walking by day. When I left there, I missed my four-legged friends. I spent the next 3 months in the United States and Brazil before coming home. My friends were amazed at how I'd changed. I'd become more confident, and I'd changed physically, much thinner. That was because of all the hard work I'd done, and sometimes I had been too poor to buy much food. But it had been the most amazing year of my life, and life-changing. During the year, I'd grown to love animals so much, I decided to give up my plan to go to university and become a farmer. My parents were so upset at first, but now they can see I'm happier than I've ever been. I'd recommend a gap year to anyone. You just never know how it'll turn out.
You have 20 seconds to check your answers. Now listen to the text again.
I decided I would take a gap year when I was in my last year of secondary school. My parents wanted me to go straight to university. They were keen for me to get qualified and start on a career. But I didn't want that. I was only 18, and I knew that once I started my profession, I'd be stuck there until I retired, when I'm 65 or even 70. Who knows what the law will be by then? I also felt I should get some experience of life, away from everything I'd ever known, you know, school and family. I thought that if I learnt to stand on my own two feet, I'd be able to cope with university better and get more out of my time there. I've heard that some students are so shocked by the changes in their lifestyle when they leave home that they give up university after only a month or two. I didn't want to risk that happening to me. So I borrowed lots of travel books from the library and started to plan my special year. Whenever I got stressed with my schoolwork, I would look at the program I'd made and dream of all the countries I was going to see. It kept me going and really encouraged me to work hard. It's good to have goals and aims in life. I think it gives you a purpose. Of course, all this would cost me money, even if I stayed in the most basic of hotels and traveled by bus or train, not by plane. So I started to look for jobs I could do on my way around the world, and that's how I finalized my tour, by going to the countries where I could get employment. I started off in September, after I'd got my exam results, and I went to pick fruit in France. Not very far and not very unusual, you may think, but I had a fabulous time. I met loads of other gap year students, and in just a month I brushed up my French, which proved to be useful when I got to Vietnam later in the year. Then I moved on to Greece, where I worked in a bar on an island, and then on to South Africa, where I got a job on a farm. That was amazing. I learned so much about working the land. And the animals I saw, ones I'd only ever seen in a zoo before. After that, I traveled in the Far East as a tourist, so by the time I reached Australia, I was broke. As the language was no problem, I easily found two jobs, working as a waiter at night and dog walking by day. When I left there, I missed my four-legged friends. I spent the next 3 months in the United States and Brazil before coming home. My friends were amazed at how I'd changed. I'd become more confident, and I'd changed physically, much thinner. That was because of all the hard work I'd done, and sometimes I had been too poor to buy much food. But it had been the most amazing year of my life, and life-changing. During the year, I'd grown to love animals so much, I decided to give up my plan to go to university and become a farmer. My parents were so upset at first, but now they can see I'm happier than I've ever been. I'd recommend a gap year to anyone. You just never know how it'll turn out.
Now you have 20 seconds to complete the task and transfer your answers into the answer sheet. This is the end of the listening comprehension task.